The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, Yutes Elul, 8th of September. Horav Yaakov Aronovitz, Tkia Shreifa Bahalocha.
Good morning. I'm not going to speak about blowing, I'm going to speak a little bit about not blowing. This year is the first year in many, many years that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. We haven't had that for a while. And the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah that Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, and Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, normally it only happens with the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, can't be Chal on Shabbos, because the first of Rosh Hashanah is never on a Friday. So when the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, the Mishnah says that in the Beit HaMikdosh, the Mikdosh HaYutekin, that they would still blow the Shofar, Avaloi B'Medina, and they wouldn't blow the Shofar in all other places. And the Gemara says that after the Churban Beit HaMikdosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was in Zakkin, he made a Takana, that although they didn't have the Beis HaMikdosh to blow there, that they would blow in every place where there is a Beis Din. And the Gemara discusses why is it that we don't blow the Shofar on Shabbos. So I want to go into the reasons why it is that we don't blow the Shofar on Shabbos, and what the gedder of the Din that we don't blow the Shofar on Shabbos is. So this starts with two interesting shailas, which will bring out the point. Our minig is, although we do say Shechionu, and we blow the Shofar on the second day, the Machlokes, and the Baal Tekeh always makes sure that he's bought something new, that Al Atzad, he's not chayav to make a Shechionu. On the second day, the Shechionu goes on that new item of clothing that he's bought. But if it was just for the Shofar itself, what's the appropriate whether to make a Shechionu or not? So what would be in a case where by mistake somebody blew the Shofar on the first day, which was Shabbos, and they finished Shechionu, he didn't know the halacha that you're not meant to blow Shofar on the first on Shabbos, and he actually blew the Shofar, and now comes the second day, and he finds out that the first day it wasn't meant to blow. And he wants to know, so now can he make a Shechionu on the second day? Because when we don't blow on the first day, then it's possible that you do make a Shechionu on the second day. Like this year, the Baal Tekeh doesn't even make sure that he buys something new, because the first time he's doing the kindness on the second day, it's possible to make a Shechionu. So it would be in a case where he didn't know the halacha, and he did blow on the first day. Or would be his din, the Gabi Shechionu on the second day. Would he need to make sure that he has a new item of clothing like in normal years? Well, no. First day, he wasn't meant to blow. It wasn't a mitzvah to get a shofar then. Today is the first time he's really blowing, and he's got to make the bracha of Shechionu. The shaila. Another interesting shaila would be, what if, on the first day, again, by mistake, he thought he was meant to blow the shofar, and he said the bracha, and before he managed to blow, somebody stopped him and said, no, you're not meant to be blowing. So what should he do now? If he doesn't blow, it's going to come out his bracha of Atala. On the other hand, so maybe he should blow to save his bracha from being a bracha of Atala. On the other hand, he's not meant to blow. He shouldn't be blowing. What does he do in such a situation? So I just want to go into why it is that we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, and what the gather is, and we'll discuss, come back to these shaylas and discuss it. But the Gemara of the Seer says, why is it that we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos? And we'll first start off that maybe we learn the out of the psukim, because there's two psukim which speak about the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar. One pasuk says, Shabbos and zichroin trua, to remember the trua, to mention the trua. And the other pasuk says, yom trua, day of actual trua. The Gemara says, that's what are we doing? Are we blowing? Or are we mentioning the trua? We're just doing a zikr and trua. The Gemara says, maybe the white pasuk is speaking about a normal Rosh Hashanah, which is on a weekday, and then we blow. And the pasuk of Zichron Trua, because you only mention the Trua, that's referring to Rosh Hashanah, which is on Shabbos. I mean, you don't actually blow. The Gemara says, no. If so, how could it be that in the Beis HaMikdash, they did blow on Rosh Hashanah? If Rosh Hashanah, which is Shabbos, we only do Zichron Trua, we only mention the blowing, we don't actually blow, then why didn't the Beis HaMikdash say they did blow? It's clear that on Shabbos, there is a chiyuv to blow. Like you see, the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow. So the fact that it says Zichron Trua is even coming to tell us that sometimes you don't blow Minat Torah. It must be that it's only Midrabbanan. So Moses says, why? And Gemara on the way speaks out that what is the problem with blowing the shofar on Shabbos? Is it a melacha? The Gemara says, it's not a melacha. It's not called a melacha. The Gemara says that it's called a chokhmah. It's actually very interesting. There's some things which is poshut have no shaykhus to melacha at all. Rabbi Havamin is called a melacha. But the Gemara says that legavitzki al shofar, and there's something else called rudiyas hapas, when they would, the way they used to make bread in those days, and create the loaves from the dough, and would stick them on the side of the oven. And it was a whole art how to get those loaves off the oven. Even though they're fully baked, and not a melacha of baking, but one is finishing off the baking by doing the rudiyas hapas. The Gemara says, we'll come to that soon. So the Gemara seems to understand that Tkiyas Shofar and Rudiyas HaPas, there is a certain element of Malacha in them. But the Gemara says they're not Malachas, they're Chochmah. It's Chochmah to do it, but it's not a Malacha. That's why it's not the Chlal, the Is of Malacha. So what is the problem? The Gemara says it must be that there's no problem in Ikar Adin, in the Torah, to blow the Shofar on Shabbos. The whole problem is that everybody is chayef to hear the shofar. Every single year, even people which aren't skilled, they're not bekeim, they don't necessarily know how to blow themselves. Everyone's chayef. So what's going to be? There's going to be a year who has a shofar, and he doesn't know how to blow it. He's going to carry it, and he's going to go to a boki who will teach him. And that way, he'll be able to be able to carry a shofar. So how's he going to go? He's going to go to Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, that because we're worried that he's going to land up carrying Arba Amos in Rosh Hashanah. Shema yitlenu biyodoi, v'yelech etzel aboki lilmoid, v'yavirenu dalet Amos b'Rosh Hashanah. We're worried that he's going to land up being over on the Issu Deraisa of Hitzor. So even though he's chayav, really, to build a shofar min HaTorah, Chazal came along and said that because we're worried that people are going to land up carrying the shofar Arba Amos b'Rosh Hashanah, they're going to carry it to go and learn how to blow, Chazal said, we don't blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. So just on that, it's interesting. Tosfos asks that the Gemara says in Shabbos, there's a Tana called Ben Azai. Ben Azai said as follows, that we know that in order to be chayav, for carrying Arba Amos in Shtarabim, you have to carry it in one shot from the beginning of four to the end of four. You do Akira, you pick it up at the beginning of four, you carry it four Amos, and then you put it down. Then you chayav in Shtarabim. But then, as I said, mahalach koimed, every step that a person takes, it's picking up, putting down again, picking up and putting down again. And the question is, Shami asked, how is it that according to Ben Azai, are you ever chayav for Arba Amos in Shtarabim? Because every step you take, you're picking up and putting down again. And the Shami says, yeah. According to Ben Azai, if you jump and you do those Arba Amos in one shot, the springs from the beginning of Arba Amos, full four Amos, and then come down, that's when you're going to be chayav. So this speaks out that according to Ben Azai, it's going to come out that the whole worry over here is that this person is going to take a shofar and he's not going to walk regularly, he's going to jump. And the Chachamim ask, that's a bit shver, that Chazal should be worried that someone's going to go. He's going to jump from the beginning of four Amos, the end of four Amos, and he's going to carry his shofar four Amos to Shurabim, and for that we need to make a takana that everyone doesn't blow shofar. It's not shchiach. Why should a person jump from the beginning of four Amos, the end of four Amos? So they say that Rabbi Kiva Eger's Einikel, became a Kotzke Chosid. When he heard this kashya, he said, obviously, everyone's going to jump. The Simcha Shel Mitzvah, they're going to jump four Amos. It's not a milsa delay shchiach. Everyone's always so excited to be the kind of Mitzvah Shofar, everyone's going to jump for Amos. So we worry that every person who's going to guide the Sharabim is going to jump for Amos in order to go and learn how to blow shofar. According to the Gemara, that the reason why we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah is the Shabbos is because Chazal were worried that we would come to tell the Arab Amos to Sharabim. You asked correctly, what about the old Issa of blowing musical instruments, playing music on Shabbos? What is the Issa of playing music on Shabbos? The Gemara in Beit says that one can't play musical instruments because Shema Yisakin Klei Shir. The actual playing of music itself is Mutar on Shabbos. But we're worried that his instrument's going to break, and then he's going to go along and he's going to fix his instrument on Shabbos. And that is Tikkun Kli, Nakeh B'Patish, or Binyan B'Kalim. So Chazal said that you can never blow a musical instrument because you may come to fix it on Shabbos. So Achroim asked, why is it that Tzkiya Shofar isn't also because of that? Why is it that the Gemara has to come onto a new reason that you might end up carrying out for Amasim Shusar Abim? Let us say the reason why you can't blow Shofar is because of the good old Issa of playing musical instruments, Sheva Yisak and Klei Shir. So the Mogad Avraham and the Taz, they speak about this. The Taz first wants to say that maybe they only made that takona on musical instruments, and this isn't for music, this is for mitzvah. Maybe it didn't have that takon in the first place. But then he carries on as the famous Yisod of the Taz. He says it in many, many places, that if the Torah clearly tells us that you've got a mitzvah, Chazal, even if they've got all their worries and reasons to make a gzera, they will never make a gzera which will mean that we won't be mekayim that mitzvah. Taz, he says in a few places in Shulchan Aruch, and he says, here, if we're going to be worried about Shema Yisak and Klei Shir, if we're going to stop him playing musical instruments, he might come to fix it. That's not something which is specific to Rosh Hashanah, which is on Shabbos. That's a problem every single Rosh Hashanah. On Yom Tov, there's also an Issa to fix Kalim. It's not one of the Melachos, which is Mutter, on Yom Tov. So if we're going to say that because of Shema Yisak and Klei Shir, we're going to make that Gzeira not to blow Shofar, it's going to land up. We're never ever going to do Tzkiyah Shofar. Because you're going to tell him you can't blow, because you might come to say Klei Shir. That's the problem in the opposite as well. So because that will come out, that we closing down, closing shop on the mitzvah of Tzkiyah Shofar, that Chazal won't do. Chazal won't take away a mitzvah. So that they weren't worried about. Whereas this Zera, Shema Yavarenu Arba Amos B'Shusarabim, he might come to carry the Shofar for Amos B'Shusarabim, that they were worried about, because that's only Negea when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, like in this year. On a normal Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry it for whatever, you're allowed to carry the Shofar Abim if you have a Torah. And if he has this need to go and learn how to blow the Shofar, he's allowed to do that on a normal Yom Tov. It's only on Shabbos that we have this problem. That's what the Gemara says. But the reason why you can't blow Shofar on Shabbos is Shema Yavirin Abam Shofar Abim. So, there's a very interesting with the Kiva Ega. Trace in Sochim is speaking about feeding Korban Pesach to a cotton. The halacha is you can only give Korban Pesach to someone who has joined that group and has a share in that Korban Pesach. But still we find that you can give of the Korban Pesach to Ktadim, to a cotton. And the question is why? So Tosfos in Sochim says the reason why you can is because there's a mitzvah of chinuch. That's why you can give it to Ktadim. And the Achronim are very busy. What does it mean? You can't give Kol Pesach to people which don't have a share in that Kol Pesach, and if Ktanim can't have a chelek, so how does Chinuch help? The Magen Avraham, when he's discussing this, he says, I have another place where we find a similar thing. So this the Gemara says later on in Rosh Hashanah, that even though we can't blow the shofar on Shabbos, however, Ktanim, we allow children to practice blowing. We allow them to blow shofar. And even though it's a problem doing it, because we don't want people to blow shofar on Shabbat, still, ktanim are mutter. It's mutter for them to blow. Mm-hmm. Magen Avraham says that this is a similar case, where you've got something which essentially is osur. You're not allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbat, and still we allow the ktanim to do it. And he says, he puts that together with a tesis which says that because of chinuch, we can feed of the Korban Pesach to the Ktanim. So Rabbi Kreger, he asks a few questions, and the one, the most obvious question is that the problem of giving of a Korban Pesach to a Kotlin is a Bereisa. So So how can you say that just because we find the Chachomim left standing blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Chalis B'Shabbos, which is only the Rabbanon, because they we would worry about standing doing that. You can't put that together with Tosfos.
Kol Halashon.
Just try to put out it with the Raisa. Question number one. And question number two, and this is all we want, Rabbi Kivega says there's a fundamental difference. When a cotton eats of a common Pesach and he doesn't have a chelek, he's not mekayim at all. A mitzvah of achilas common Pesach. He doesn't have a lot of share in it. So it's not a kiyum mitzvah at all what the cotton is being. And that would be a problem, and chinuch wouldn't enable us to override that. But says Rabbi Kivega, is that the ketanim of blowing shofar on Shabbos? Although Chazal said that one cannot blow the shofar on Shabbos, Shemaya b'reinu abba amnu shesarabim, however, if one does blow it, says Rabbi Kivega, one is yotze the mitzvah. And says Rabbi Kivega, when these ketanim are being oisek in mitzvah tia shofar, they're not just some doing an itza that Chazal said that you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, and now we're being matzik of chinuch. When they're doing that, they're being mekayim whatever kiyum makotan has, but they're being mekayim mitzvah tkiya shofar. So we see in the Kiva'ega, he took on that when Chazal said that you cannot blow the shofar on Shabbos because they were worried that you might in the Talmud of Abba Mishasarabim, it's not shat that because of that they took away and they said that you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah of tkiya shofar on Shabbos. If you blow, you yotze the mitzvah. And we just said, don't do it because you might land up carrying Arba Amish and the Shusarabim. And I heard him ask on Rabbi Kivega that we do find in many places that even though it's only Midr Rabbonon that they said that you shouldn't do certain things, once Rabbonon said that you shouldn't do it, you don't even have the mitzvah in HaTorah. The famous Sefer, the Chel Kasiyo, and he has at the back of Kuntras, Kabod the Kashiyosa, Kuf Beis Aleph, 103 questions. 103 strong questions. And in Namut Tzadik Tes, he brings us to Rabbi Kivega, and he says, you see in Rabbi Kivega, that once, even though Chazal was attacking, that you cannot blow shofar on Shabbos, because you might come to carry it, but if you blow your yotzei, he asks, we find Tosfos says, in Sukkah, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, there's a bachlotus, Nishama Beis Hillel, about somebody who eats, and he's sitting in the Sukkah, but he's got his table going into the house. And Beis Hillel worried that if we allow somebody to eat like that, he might be nimshach achar shulchonoi, so he'll be schlepped after his shulchon, and he'll end up eating in the house, and he won't be going to the mitzvah of sukkah if he does that. He's got to still be inside the sukkah. So Gemara says that the lashon was that. Sorry, so Zidne Beshama said that if you do like that, Beshama said that you can't do it. And the lashon is that if you do that, then leki yam to mitzvah sukkah yomecha. You won't do it to mitzvah sukkah. And so he's busy. What does it mean you won't do it to mitzvah sukkah? It's only there the rabbanon that if you sit inside the sukkah or the table now, you might come to be schlepped off to your table and end up inside the house. Are you still inside the sukkah? I mean, after you do it, it's there the rabbanon. What does it mean you're not do it to mitzvah sukkah? And the Ran in Sochim, he puts us together with another famous Leotzi Dechavos that we know, which we say, and say the night in that, although we say, I'm the milk, even that culture, Leotzi Dechavos, I'm not sure Pesach Leotzi Dechavos, so you've got to say Pesach Matzabar. And the Ran says, both of these places, even though the Loshen is Leotzi Dechavos, so you're not Yotze, it doesn't mean you're not Yotze, it just means it's not how you're meant to be doing it. But Avadi Yotze, if you didn't say Pesach Matzabar, but you did the mitzvahs, of course you Yotze. And if you sat in the sukkah, even though Chazal were worried that you might get slipped off of your shulchan, about the yotze. But Tosfos doesn't go like that. And Tosfos says that even though it's only midrabbanon, shema yimoshe rashi achas shulchanay, still, what Chazal said is that if you do that, you're not yotze mitzvah sukkah. There's a lot to speak about how exactly can Chazal do that. How just because of the gzeras Chazal can it make that you're not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah? That's a discussion. That's not for now. But the Chalak HaShev says that Lekura, according to Tosfos, once we see in Tosfos that when Chazal were mistaken, that you can't eat in the sukkah with your shulchan in the house because you might land up getting stepped off your shulchan, Chazal said, therefore, you're not yotze b'chlal, the mitzvah of sukkah. So here too, by Tkiyah Shofar, because Shema Yavirenu Arba Amas B'Shusarabim, they should make that you're not yotze the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So how can Rabbi Akiva Eger say that these ktanim, which are blowing, they're doing shofar, even though it's also blowing Shabbos, that's just, because you might end up carrying. But they didn't take away shofar, because according to Tosfos Sukkot Shetamah, that if Chazal were mesaken Shemayah v'Renu Arba Adam Shesharatim, they send you come to it, then today you're not yotzei the mitzvah of shofar at all. And that's how he goes. He says, Halacha l'maisa, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar.
What would Kohanim do? What when
they
do shofar? They're not doing
the kind of mitzvah. Oh, so that's what I said. That the big thing is, in whatever kiyum a kohen has when he does his mitzvah chinuch, yeah. you've been the kind that. It's not like no, because you're missing the whole chesed. If you don't have a chelik in the common pesach, it's like doing nothing. It's like just some eating anything else. Whereas here, at least they're doing tkiyah shofar, which if they have mitzvah chinuch, then they're doing the mitzvah tkiyah shofar of chinuch. That's the point where Kreger is going. And then Kreger speaks out and he says, by Kol Pesach, they don't have a chedek that they're doing nothing. But here, at least they're doing their chinuch zika tkiyah shofar. So, I'll reflect the Chalak HaSuyayov on Rabbi Kiveyegi. There's a thing, Tosis in Sukkah, which says that when we worry that you're going to land up going off your table into the house, you're not, and the only takon of Chazal still, they made that you're not yosei the mitzvah of Shiva Sukkah. So, to over here, because the Gzeir of Shem Yavir and Arba Amis, Bishus Arabim, they should make that you're not yosei the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. But look, we can say a big chiluk between the two different Gzeirs, and that even if we go with Tosfos, who says that when is a worry, Shemayim Moshach HaShulchonai, Chazal made, therefore, you're not yotzei mitzvah sukkah, they'll be only there. Whereas by tkiyah shofar, when they made the gzeir of Shemayavirin Arba Amos Shisarabim, then they didn't make a takana in a way that you're not the kind of mitzvah shofar. Why is it? Chilich quite simple. What were they worried about by mitzvah sukkah? They were worried that when he does yeshiva sukkah in such a way, he's going to land up doing the wrong yeshiva sukkah. He's going to land up, by doing this, he's going to land up getting swept into the house. There, when they came along and they said, Shema Yimoshach Shuchonoi, they said, we worried you're going to be doing the wrong yeshiva sukkah. So they said, therefore, doing yeshiva sukkah in that way, we've got your table in your house, is the wrong type of yeshiva sukkah. Then they were able to go and say that when you do yeshiva sukkah in such a way, and you're in the land of not doing the correct yeshiva sukkah, that's not a yeshiva sukkah, and you're not yotzei mitzvah yeshiva sukkah even in the Torah. However, over here, they weren't worried about a gzeira that you might land up doing the wrong tkiyah shofar. The tkiyah shofar will be a good tkiyah shofar wherever you are. All Chazal are worried about is that if he doesn't know how to blow, he's going to land up carrying a shofar and go to Yishus HaRabim to go find someone to teach him how to blow. That's not a chashash in the tkiyah shofar itself. That's just a chashash that through needing to do tkiyah shofar, he's going to land up doing another issa. So there, when Chazal came along and they made such a gzeira, they wouldn't make the gzeira in a way that through that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. They'll still make an issa v'alma. And if you actually go ahead and blow, avad you'll be yotze the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. It's interesting, in the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesaken that b'chol makom sheyesh bezdin, even though generally one doesn't blow shofar, but after the churban, there's mesaken, wherever there's a bezdin, you do blow. So, about 100 years ago, there's a yid called Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. He lived in Yerushalayim, he wrote a sefer called Lev HaIvri, and he learned of the sugya, and it came out to him that if he would get together a bezin of Chof Gimel, who would get 23 people together, then you'd be able to blow even on Shabbos. Mogim Shesh Bezin, he held that you should be able to blow. And he went around to the Gedolim of the time, he went to Aderet, who lived in Yerushalayim, he went to Shmuel Salant, and he was trying to get their support for it. And they said they won't stop him doing it, because they heard his tzad, that according to his cheshner, should come out, they should be able to blow. They're not going to stop him doing it, but they're not going to actually join in. He did manage to find 23 people, which were willing to come along with him, and have the tkiyah shofar. But on the day itself, they didn't pitch up, and they weren't able to blow. But in Shmuel Sarant and Laderes, they told people that although they didn't give their support to it, But had they known he would actually go ahead and blow, they would have gone and hidden somewhere to be able to listen. Because they had said, like this, they said, the issue of Tkiyah Shofar, if we go like the Tveiga, it's true that there's the issue to blow. But once you're blowing, I've added the Kiyum Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So who's got the problem? The problem of blowing that you might end up coming to carry is on the person blowing. But that's no problem for the people listening. So even if they did, they weren't so sure about his Shtikot Torah, but if he's going to blow and he's got his Shtikot Torah which allows him to blow, well, it's a Kiyum, it's a Chesed Tkiyah Shofar. There is that shofar over there. They said they'll go there and hide and try and listen in to be used to the Mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar of Rosh Chodesh Chal Yesh B'Shabbos. So just to end off with the Dvar HaGadol, the Gemara says earlier in Rosh Hashanah that Kol Shana She'ein Marin Lo B'Shofar, if you don't blow have Tkiyah Shofar at the beginning of the year, then it's not so good at the end of the year. So the Mepharshim speak out, Tosfos brings from the Bahag, we're not talking about a case where Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. A case where there was a lock of Tkiyah Shofar, you're meant to blow that year, and you didn't blow, then the year may not end off so well. But says the Bahag, a time when it's Rosh Hashanah Chalif to Shabbos, and that's why you don't blow, that doesn't have this problem of Marie Lobotefer that the year doesn't end off so well. And the Mepharshim gives different reasons as to why it is. So in the Bahag, it just sounds like it's only when you, some didn't, but when you didn't because that was the Takon of Chazal, then you'll be Mekayim Takon of Chazal, and that's why you didn't blow. In the Chiddush Sforim, they say that on those years, because then you have the Sfus of Shabbos, the Sfus of Shabbos stands for us. A very interesting Sefer, which the Aruch Laner wrote, in Sefer HaTorah, called Minchas HaOmer. And he writes there as follows. He says, if you look through history, you'll find that the best years and the worst years were all years when Rosh Hashanah was Chal on Shabbos. He says, the year when Klal Yisrael got the Mechila on the Chet HaEgel, and the year when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, those were special years, momentous years in Yiddish history. Those were years when Rosh Hashanah was Chal Yisrael Shabbos. And he says as well, there were many years, the years of the Churban, and he brings other years, when Rosh Hashanah was Chalis B'Shabbos, there were terrible years. And he says, why is that? He says like this, and he gives a long moshel, and the gist of the moshel is that sometimes a person's got to go into din, and he has his protector, he has his card, which he passed, which sees him through. But then, whether things are good, whether things are bad, he's got that pass, that's the magic trick, he shows to the judge, and he goes through. But when he loses that pass, and he's got to get through on his own merits. And then we've got to look at him and we've got to see, what's your merit? What's your soyos? He says, on those years when there isn't Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos, we don't have the trick of Tkiyah Shofar to get us through. That's special Tkiyah Shofar, which Ramban writes in his Rosh Hashanah, it's the Hisha Amdolonu, the Trua. That's the Trua, which is Ma'ir the Rachmin, HaKosh Baruch Hu, is Omid Me, Kisadim Yosha, Kisarachmin. That's what we have in the shofar. So that's our trick in normal years, which gets us through. On a year when we don't have Tkiyah Shofar, then we looked at, we say, oh, why are you not blowing Shofar Shabbos? Aha, let's see what your Shabbos is like. You've now got to get through on your own tchuyos. And it all depends on what our Shmiras Shabbos is like to what our tchuyos are. Are we taka zeichet to be able to get through on our own merits? Mesh Chochma writes that the tzchus of not blowing Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos is such a tremendous mesiras nefesh. We've got the special shofar which can get us through, and we're not doing it. We're not doing it all because of Takanat Chazal. We saw Machmi in Hilchos Shabbos, the Chimaya Verin Abbas Amos Shisarabim, and Rabbi Yitzchak speaks out, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, being the Vatal Tkiyah Shofar, all of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because there might be these few Yechidim which they land up going and being Mechal Shabbos. The Shachma says, but that was his nefesh of giving up on the Tkiyah Shofar because we were so worried about the few Yechidim Chilul Shabbos. That itself is a tremendous chus for us. As Hashem, we should be zeichet to Ksiru Sima Tova, that Amasiz Nefesh is not playing the Shofar on Shabbos, should take the Omid for us, and we should be zeichet to Shavu Tova with Tikkun.
Amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.